Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Bechoros Daf Mem Alf, Bechoros 41 and R. On our Daf Yomi, there is a Mishnah. The Mishnah discusses those blemishes which an animal is not allowed to be slaughtered. The Bechor, firstborn animal, cannot be slaughtered as a result of this blemish. It can't be slaughtered not in the temple nor outside the temple. It can't be slaughtered in the temple because this type of blemish is considered to be disqualifying for a sacrifice in the temple. And it can't be slaughtered outside the temple because it's not going to be considered to be a permanent blemish. It's a transitory blemish. And so therefore, you can't slaughter the firstborn animal on the basis of a transitory blemish. And so it says, our Mishnah lists the following categories. These are those animals which we say you can slaughter them. Will be mikdash, will be medina, not in the temple or not outside the temple. And what are these cases? Chavara v'amayim she'en kavuin. So these are referring to a condition of the eye, which looks like either there are white spots in the eye, or it looks like there's water pouring out of the eye, but not in a fixed manner. And so that's going to be considered to be something which you can slaughter the animal. Also, chutin apnimios, if the inner gums are going to be nifgamu, if they're going to be partially moved, and there's a partial blemish there, avoloshin ekro, but not if they're entirely removed from their place. And also, val garev, if there is a type of boil which is going to be considered to be wet on the inside and the outside, ubal yavelet, and the yavelet, so that is going to be considered to be something that is affecting the eye. So this is not going to be a permanent blemish, just a partial blemish. It's affecting the white part of the eye. Uval chazazis, and this is another type of blemish which also can be healed. And a zakein, if the animal is too old, and as a result of it is shaking it because it's so old. The chola, or if the animal is sick. Umizoam, or if the animal is going to be considered to be having a very, very bad odor. And also, if it's shenev de boavera, if the animal was something which a man or a human being had used to have sexual relations with, which a hamis on them, or if the animal is something which had killed a person, but not that it would have been killed a person with based off two witnesses, because then the animal itself would have been put to death, but rather it was killed al pi eid echad or al pi abalam, on the basis of one witness or on the basis of the owner's testimony. In all these cases, the animal can't be slaughtered. Vitumtum and androgynous. A tumtum is an animal whose male and female genitalia are covered up, and so therefore we can't determine if it's a male or a female. And an androgynous, which is an animal that has signs of both a male and a female genitalia. So in all these cases, we say, well, b'mikdash, well, b'medina, the animal can't be slaughtered in the temple or outside the temple. And indeed, when it comes to the androgynous, there's actually a three-way dispute, because our Mishnah says that the first Tanakhama says the androgynous, which has both the signs of the male and the female, can't be slaughtered outside the temple or in the temple. But the next position in the Mishnah is either Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Shmuel, according to the Shita Mugabetz. As he says, El chamum gadol mzen. Indeed, he says the androgynous is going to be considered to have a blemish. And so therefore, that is going to be considered to be a defect. And he would allow it to be slaughtered as the law of a firstborn b'chor that has a fixed blemish. And so therefore, he allows it to be slaughtered. However, he will not allow it to, because it's a firstborn animal, he will not allow it to be sheared or to be worked. Whereas the Chachamim say, the Chachamim disagree, and the Chachamim argue, and they say, Eino b'chor el nigzas v'nevad. He said, no, they say androgynous is going to be considered to be like its own creature, completely like its own creature, and therefore it's not going to be considered to be like a firstborn animal, and therefore it could even be shorn and it could even be worked. So now our Gemara discusses, why are these blemishes not going to be considered to be permanent blemishes? Is v'gerev low? Is the gerev really not going to be considered to be a blemish? It's listed in the Torah, Leviticus 22:22. It lists averos o shafar o charetz o yabelos o gerev. So the Gemara says, the Gemara says that's b'oraisa, that this is listed amongst the blemishes in the Torah, and also chazazis. Well, is chazazis not in the Torah? V'aksiv yo'efes. So that's b'oraisa, and also we learned in the b'oraisa that what is the garav zeh hacheres, that the garav refers to a boil that is so hard that it's like pottery. And yo'efes, when we refer to yo'efes, that refers to a boil zu chazazis hamitzris. This refers to a boil that was brought upon the Egyptians during the plague of boils. Why is it going to be called a yolefes? It's going to be so harsh that it clings to you and goes until your day of death. So we see that the garav and the chazazis are blemishes that are mentioned in the Torah like actual blemishes. So why do we say that you're not allowed to slaughter the firstborn when they're outside the temple, because it's considered to be a transitory blemish. So the Gemara says, Bishlama, Gemara will just address the question of the chazazas, the Gemara, for our purposes, but the Gemara says, Bishlama chazazas ha-chazazas lo-kasha, that the boil of our Mishnah compared to the boil of the Torah is not a question, because kam b'chazazas ha-mitzris, kam b'chazazas da'ama. One is referring to the Egyptian boil, which is indeed a very, very hard boil, and that is a fixed blemish, and one refers to the chazazas da'ama, and then the other refers to what the people refer to as chazazas, which is indeed not going to be as strict, as difficult, as harsh as the chazazas ha-mitzris, and so therefore we can slaughter about it. As it relates to the chazazas ha-mitzris, the boils of the Egyptians, some of the commentaries have pointed out that it states that when it talks about the plagues, it says it'll be on a human and on a male as a boil, and this is the sixth plague. Also, the sixth of the Aseres HaDibros is the plague of you shall not murder, and so the Gemara talks about Yoafes being chazazas ha-mitzris. So there. There's a connection between this, because why is it called the Yolafes? Because it goes and clings to you until the day of your death. And the Egyptian boil was dry on the outside and soft on the outside. And so what Hashem is doing is punishing them just the way that they acted, mida kenega mida, because they were on the outside, they were soft, meaning they tricked the Jewish people, but perach, but with tricking them into harsh labor, where they didn't come at them directly, and so therefore that was the symbol of their boil, which was soft on the outside, but when you got down to it, they were so cruel and harsh, and that's symbolized by this boil.